Hello. Welcome to the Word on the Street podcast. On today's episode, I will share the top 5 HR interview questions and answers with you. So let's get started. Question 1 is tell me something about yourself in brief. So the answer is, this question will usually come at the start of your interview. The keyword is brief. Don't go into every detail. More questions related to this will come up later. The main aim of this is to give you the opportunity to start speaking. A few points like name, age, where you come from, present job slash or what you have been studying. Possible add-ons could be some descriptive character traits. For example, I am conscientious, trustworthy, and keen to make my mark in chosen field. Question 2 is what are your strengths and weaknesses? So the answer is, this is an old favorite with interviewers and can cause problems. The point of asking this is to gauge your honesty and to judge how well you know yourself. Don't try to avoid your weaknesses. We all have them. One way to deal with them is to refer to weaknesses as past experiences. For example, I used to be. In the past, I was followed by however having introspected and learned from my mistakes, I have overcome the drawbacks this created. Talk about your strengths positively but without showing off. Keep them fairly simple and broad. For example, I'm a quick learner. A good listener, empathic, assertive. Question 3 is did you ever have a conflict with your current slash previous boss or professor? So the answer is, conflict is a strong word so try to divert from it. For example, I wouldn't say there was ever any conflict, rather I have always been sympathetic to others' views slash I prefer to discuss matters that might create conflict slash by being unbiased, yet assertive I generally find any conflict can be circumvented. Question 4 is explain the difference between group and team. So the answer is, the obvious difference is that a group need not necessarily be all working with a common goal, whereas a team will be utilizing the individual specialist skills of everyone to achieve a unified aim. Question 5 is are you a team player? So the answer is, the first point, answer the question and don't say no, even though over the last few years the importance of team players has lost some of its importance, it's always best to say you are a team player. Your ability to share your skills and interact productively with others is an essential and valued skill looked for by employers. However, show that you are equally adept at working on your own initiative. For example, although I know the value of teamwork on occasions where my skills are required and I have to deal with projects, etc., single-handed I am confident enough to handle things on my own. Thanks to listing Word on the Street, share and subscribe.